Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai announcing this big company reorganization in a new memo, consolidating teams to help develop AI products more quickly. But he also hinted at a new type of workplace culture for Google. Deirdre Bosa has the details in today's Tech Check. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Carl, good morning. So let me give you a bit of context. Google has really been the poster child of cuddly tech culture, kombucha on tap, masseuses on staff. That's the softer side of it. But also, for many years, it tolerated an openness for employees to bring social, political causes to work, mix ethics and business. Its founding mantra, even a biggest example of this, don't be evil. But we are increasingly seeing a tougher Google and a tougher Sundar Pichai at the top, necessitated perhaps by this increasingly competitive race in AI. Pichai just sent a note to employees outlining how he is going to streamline the business to simplify structure, improve velocity and execution. But the most interesting part of his memo that came at the end of it, he wrote, and I'm quoting him here, "This is a business, not a place to act in a way that disrupts coworkers or makes them feel unsafe to attempt to use the company as a personal platform or fight over disruptive issues or debate politics." And guys, this was a not so veiled nod to what happened earlier this week. A group of Google employees, they staged a sit-in across a number of Google offices, including one literally inside of Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian's office at headquarters. They were protesting a more than $1 billion Israeli government cloud contract. But instead of hearing them out or dropping the contract like Google did back in 2018 with the Pentagon AI contract in response to employee blowback, Google instead nearly immediately fired nearly 30 of the employees involved in that sit-in. And Pichai's memo now underscoring this point that this is a business, i.e. don't bring your social causes to work. That is certainly a departure of the Google we've known for the last few decades. To further put this in context, look at Meta's announcements yesterday. It is integrating its AI assistant into its family of apps. It also announced the arrival of Llama 3, the next version of its open source large language model. So the goalposts here, they are shifting very quickly. And Google seems to understand that it needs to get its house in order so that it can keep up or take back the lead, which some feel that it's given up. Now, how it impacts the financials, the stock, the race will be certainly playing out at the top and bottom lines of the mega caps as we have been tracking. And in particular, I will be looking for more of this kind of commentary or hints of a tougher Google, a Google on the offense, which I've been talking a lot about, when it reports next week. It's Tuesday. Also, of course, how search, its cash cow, is being impacted by the competition. You can see on your screen, guys, we've got the Magnificent Seven coming up. It is going to be a very, very busy few weeks filled with lots of mentions on their AI strategies and monetization that could once again flip this race.
You know, Dee, it's interesting. People have been parsing that memo, and even though it doesn't cover a large number of employees, they argue that it is sending a message that the company does care about profitable growth.
Absolutely. And that is really the tone that we've seen, whether it was in my conversation with Thomas Kurian, the cloud chief, on the back of their cloud event a few weeks ago, whether it was the layoffs that happened at the beginning of the year. This feels like a more disciplined Google that knows that it's sort of at least been perceived to give up that lead. I remind you guys all the time, our audience all the time, that Google made it possible for ChatGPT, for the generative AI wave, but it didn't do as much with it. It didn't have that ChatGPT moment. So Google now is kind of has to win it back. And there's a bunch of catalysts on the horizon. There's I/O, there's earnings, there's also, you know, WWDC, where we'll see if Apple reveals more about its AI strategy. But this moment requires discipline and maybe a harder stance, because the race and generative AI is so consequential to all of technology and all industries.
Yeah, I mean, you said they didn't hear them out. I think that we should separate this incident from just any other kind of social protest. According to the Google statement, they were physically impeding other employees' work, preventing them from accessing their facilities. That's a violation. They had to bring law enforcement to remove them because they refused multiple requests to leave the premises. I think that sounds like a different case here.
And they had to get security involved, but that's why Sundar Pichai's memo that followed it made it very clear that none of this is going to be tolerated. And he wants to kind of clamp down on this right now, because in that memo, he says specifically, you know, don't bring your politics, don't bring your social issues to work. Whereas the history of Google has been a lot of discussing this, or, you know, more openness, which has been seen as, you know, really beneficial thing. And that has served the company well in some instances. It has been seen as, you know, the tech company to work at, but that is shifting.
All right, Deirdre, thank you.
Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai has announced big new company reorganization in a memo, consolidating teams to help develop AI products more quickly. But he also hinted at a workplace culture shift for the tech giant. Dieter Bosa has those details for us in today's Tech Check. Hi, Dee.
Tyler, great attention to detail. You also picked up on what I thought was the most interesting part of that memo, and that is the end of it, where Sundar Pichai says in no uncertain terms to his employees, this is a business. Now, it was an indirect way of speaking to the events from earlier on in this week when a group of Google employees staged a sit-in across a number of Google offices, including one in its cloud CEO, Thomas Kurian's office at headquarters. They were protesting a more than $1 billion Israeli government cloud contract. 28 of those employees were almost immediately fired. In that memo, Pichai says Google is not a place to act in a way that disrupts workers, co-workers, or makes them feel unsafe. And to be clear, guys, this sit-in was a new level of disruption that actually led to arrests. But what's important here is that Pichai did not stop there. He went on and he said Google is not a place to, quote, use the company as a personal platform or to fight over disruptive issues or debate politics. And remember that Google was really built on this mantra of don't be evil, the idea that ethics and business go hand in hand. In the age of AI, though, we are seeing this narrative change. This age of AI is arguably the biggest existential risk to Google in decades, generative AI, that is, and it probably requires tougher leadership. So that is what we are seeing hints of now. We will see next week when mega cap earnings get underway, if that's helping financials as well. And that is the big question as we head into the earnings Google reports on Tuesday. How is that search data? How are those search numbers, advertising numbers going to look, Tyler?
All right, Dee, thank you very much. Dieter Bosa reporting.